So we're holding above a Kama Perk Ches Mishnah Zayin. It's the last Mishnah of the Perk. So up to now we said that a person who's Chovel his friend, so then he has to pay the different payments, these five payments essentially. But the Mishnah says, Afal Pi Shehu Nosen Lo, even if the perpetrator who did the violence to his friend gives him the money he owes him, you know, pays for his Nezek and his Ripui and his Boshes, etc., Eino Nimcha Lo, they will not forgive him up in heaven, Ad Sheivakesh Memenu, until he, the perpetrator, the bad guy, asks for mechila to be forgiven from the person who he harmed. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Va'ata hashev eishes v'gomer. The pasuk, all that the Mishnah says is, and now return the woman. So here is a good example. We see that when it says v'gomer, what the Mishnah means is you have to finish the sentence. V'gomer means and finish it yourself. V'gomer, to finish. As opposed to v'chule, which means etc., which means what comes next doesn't matter. Because here there's no rye in the pasuk that you see in the Mishnah. The rye comes from the whole pasuk outside the Mishnah. The whole pasuk says, "Vata hashav eishes ish." Now return this man's wife. Ki navihu, because he's a navi. We're talking about Avraham, and we're talking, Hashem is talking to Avimelech. And the pasuk finishes up, "Vispal ba'adcha v'chaya." Hashem tells Avimelech that after you return this man's wife, he will pray on your behalf and you'll be okay, you'll recover. So you see what? That returning the woman alone wouldn't be enough to repair the damages. See, Avimelech hurt Avram by taking his wife. That's not enough to get forgiveness. When you hurt somebody, in the same way you see, it's not just Chabalah hurting a person's person, even taking their property, whatever it is. So if you want to get Mechila, you need to also Bimvakesh Slicha, as the same way Avimelech had to ask Avraham also to forgive him and pray on his behalf. Now the Mishnah continues on, Umanayin Shlo Yehei HaMochel. How do you know that the Mochel, meaning the forgiver, the victim who got hurt, that he should not be an Achzari, he shouldn't be hard and cruel and, you know, unforgiving? Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, about Avraham, V'yispal Avram El Elohim, and Avraham prayed to God, V'yirapa Elohim Es Avimelech, and Hashem healed Avimelech. So you see what? That Avram prayed on his behalf, meaning Avram was prepared to pray and ask for forgiveness for heaven from for Avimelech, even after he did the nasty thing by stealing Avram's wife. Ha'omer, new point now, as if it's like a new Mishnah. Ha'omer, if a person says, Sameh es eini, go ahead and blind me my eye, poke my eye out. Or he said, Kata es yadi, go ahead and chop my hand off. Or he said, Shavor es ragli, break my foot. In all those cases, when the foolish would-be victim says to the thug, his friend, hurt me, if the thug, his friend, goes and acts on that, chayev, then the thug is chayev. Now we'll go back to this Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah in just a second, but see the next part of the Mishnah. It says, Almanas liftor, if he says, go ahead and hurt me, and you will be you'll be pater, meaning you won't have to pay me for the damage you did. Even so, chayev. Even if I say, hurt me, and if you do, I'll forgive you, you don't have to pay me for it, then still, chayev, you have to pay. Okay, we'll have to revisit that also in just a second. Similarly, if a person says, kras ksusi, he says, go ahead and tear my clothes, or shvor es kadi, go ahead and break my jug, even so, chayev. Even though I told you to do it, if you go and break my thing, now you have to pay, because you broke my thing. Doesn't matter, I told you to do it. However, here, it's different. Al menas liftor, if I tell you, you know what, go ahead and break my thing, and I will not make you pay me for it, then pater. Indeed, then you, the bad guy who break my object, will be pater. Now, Gemara asks, wait a second, what should it be if I say, you're pater if you break my leg, you're still chayev, but if I say, you'll be pater, break my, you know, smash my window and I forgive you, then you talk our pater. What's the difference? So the Gemara says the case is where I say to you, oh, my eye's just killing me, I wish you'd just poke it out. And then you say, really, I should poke it out? And I'm like, yeah. And then you go, okay, you poke it out. But I didn't really mean, yeah. I meant, yeah, are you kidding? Of course I shouldn't really poke my eye out. I was being sarcastic. So, the Gemara doesn't use the word, yeah, it uses the word hein. But the point is that when the person said yes and agreed that he should have his eye poked out and, you know, and I'll forgive you, I didn't mean the basin will assume he was being sarcastic and didn't literally mean that he will be forgiven and permits his friend to poke out his eye or chop off his leg. Chop off his arm, I should say, or break his leg. So, which means that if it would be really truly clear ahead of time, like in writing, for example, where we write a waiver and I go to the surgeon. The surgeon says, okay, the surgery we're doing now is we're chopping off your leg. And I say, yes, I agree to chop my leg because it's, you know, whatever, gangrene, I want it off, and I'll walk in crutches, and I acknowledge that, and you're forgiven. I don't hold you responsible. So it's clear, there's no ambiguity. For sure, I'm forgiving you. Then the din would be the same as it is by breaking my object, just to cut off my leg. The perpetrator, like in this case, the surgeon, the bad guy, would be putter, because I waived rights. I could be putter him. So you hear? So the Mishnah is a bit misleading when it says, even if I say putter, you're chayav, what it means is, I said you're putter, but I didn't really mean it. And the basin will always assume normal people don't forgive people for hurting them. Okay? The Mishnah ends by saying, a new case, here it's, there are three players, let's say. There's the victim, there's the godfather, and there's the goon, who the godfather bosses around. So the godfather says to his goon, Asachein Leish Ploni, go to Ploni over there, the victim, and, you know, slit his car's tires. And the godfather says, Almanas Liftor, and don't worry, you'll be putter. Meaning the godfather says, whatever the bill is, if we get caught, I'll pay it for it, I'll cover the fees. Even so, Chayev, even so, the goon is chayev, even though the goon is just obeying what the godfather told him to do. But the godfather can tell him whatever he wants. The goon is a baal bechira. We say the din is ein shliach l'davar avera. Just because you're listening to someone else's instructions, you have bechira, you're responsible. As the Gemara says, divrei harav v'divrei hatalmid mishomen. If you have instructions from the master and the student, who you can listen to, and the master in that case is Hashem, who said, care of people, you do, you have to pay. Right, it's a mitzvah to pay back, if the basin to make you pay back. So therefore, the goon who's listening to instructions has no excuse, and he's chayev, bein begufu, bein bemono. It doesn't matter if the goon did damage to the victim's guf, he broke his arm, or bemono, his money, you know, he broke his car's windows. Whatever the case is, the goon, and not the godfather, is chayev to pay.